WNRN is supported by SevillePodcast.com and by Songs, Inc. Videos from this interview are available at youtube.com/WNRN Radio.
The House Reckon Party is tonight at the Is Venue in downtown Charlottesville, and your hosts are the Young Dubliners. 8:30 is showtime tonight, and we're not only proud that WNRN is presenting the show, but we've got the Dubs here, live in the studio. Welcome, gentlemen.
Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Hello, hello.
Saints and Sinners is their phenomenally kicking brand new one. It was just released, I guess, 10 days ago. We'll talk about the superb new record in just a sec. The tour started off a week ago tonight in Idaho. You did a couple dates, then you went to Seattle. You met the Gin Blossoms, and then everything kind of went to hell.
Exactly.
Yep.
What happened besides
it's called
you?
Weather?
Yeah, it's called your wonderful country of massively different weather sections. And so we left after the gig with the Gin Blossoms. We headed for a. Of course, that was our big joke there, was we were in Washington, and we were heading for, you know, basically Washington, D.C., yeah. And so our agent obviously didn't realize there was two Washingtons. So we routed like that, but on the way, leaving Idaho, it's where we really got nailed, and into Wyoming, and it just shut us down, so we missed our gig last night in Vienna.
A sold-out gig at the Barnes.
We don't want to think about it. But we'll do a makeup gig. But yeah, we were just happy when we woke up this morning in the bus and realized we were here.
I don't,
because that hasn't happened in 3 days.
Yeah, I'm not trying to rub it in. I'm just trying to stress to the listener how much you've kicked it to literally drive across this country to get to us. And
yep.
We greatly appreciate it. Although we might want to talk about who's booking the date, because you know you're with us tonight, and then you're in Baltimore tomorrow night. You got a Westchester, PA gig on Sunday, and then you go. Driving back the other way across
Cleveland,
the country.
I know. Well, really, we should have started over here, but the gig came up with the Gin Blossoms, and then we added around it. So, in a way, as we say in the Young Dubliners, we've nobody to blame but ourselves.
Okay. Well, let's talk about the new record in just a sec. First, I need to introduce, we don't have all the Dubs with us. We're in the studio, as you gaze either on your radio dial or if you're listening online and you stare at your computer screen, we have Chaz Waltz to your far left on the violin, and Dave is not on a full trap. Dave Ingraham's going to bang on the back of a guitar case. And then we've got Bob Boulding on acoustic guitar, and Keith Roberts fronting the whole shebang.
So, and by the way, that's my guitar case he's banging on.
Good.
I just wanted to let you know that.
Well, kick it real hard then, Dave. Well, I know after spending a week on the bus and in hotel rooms, you've got to be itching to do some sonic wham down. So let's play a song live.
Yeah, we're going to give you the first single from the new album, Saints Sinners. It's called Rosie, and this is the acoustic version.
Light used to shine in your eyes. Now tell me you haven't stopped dreaming, that you still reach out for the sky. For this life it's no bed of roses, it's not all it's cracked up to be. But in the end there's always you and me. Roses, sweet roses, money. But if I thought for just 1 second it did, I'd be down on my bended knee. Now we'll take off G at 11. And my step was made in the heaven. True lovers are walking in this town. We don't need a ball or a gown. Now tell your dear man not to worry. Yeah, won't need for nothing with me. Now let the rivers run down to the sea. Roses, sweet roses, money don't grow on trees. But if I thought for just 1 second, yeah, I'd be down on my bended knee. Down on my bended knee. So you spend your whole life with me. Until the day it'll be okay, you'll see.
yeah, we'll say hey.
And with a song that kicking, Rosie would marry you, even though there is no money there. Young Dubliners live for a Friday late for work here at WNRN. Don't miss the Dubs plugged in and kicking it full tilt tonight in Charlottesville at the Is venue, and pick up their amazing new Saints and Sinners. It's been, what, 3-4 years since you had a disc of all-new material? There was a gorgeous cover record the year before last, but this was almost by design. You guys play 150, 250 gigs a year, and you need fresh material to fuel the fire, but I'm kind of getting the vibe that you took a step back and said, let's come up with another batch of just killer tunes and wait to go into the studio until we got them, and that's what you did.
Yeah, we always put ourselves under that pressure, because if we just keep churning out albums that are, I think the word shite is all right to use on the radio, whether we end up, you know, we don't feel good playing them live, and we feel as though, Peter, going as long as we have, this is album number 8 now, so yeah. It's sort of, you know, we put ourselves under that gun, and, you know, it's a long process as we sort of edit each other, and everybody brought great ideas in this time, and we had a big board where they all had very interesting names, of course, right up until literally, I think, the artwork, we finally named the songs, because up until then they had names that were definitely not printable. But that's how we did it. But because we tour so much, we end up getting to a certain place, and then all of a sudden we've got to go on the road again. Yeah. And that's what we did, and so it gives us a chance to play a few of them out and literally work on them, you know, to the point where we were able to go back in then and finish it up at the end of that year. So it looks like it took us a year to do it, but they were, you know, two very, very big sessions of a couple of months at a time, yeah.
Okay. You've worked with big-name producers in the past, Tom Pannunzio and Steve Albini. This new record, Saints and Sinners, is a return with Tom Boland, who...
Tim Boland?
Yeah. That's how ignorant we are.
No, he'll be online trying to listen to this now, giving us a hard time to get it wrong.
He a keyboard player? What's his story?
Timmy's he's from Ireland. We met him years ago as a musician, and for years we just sort of all hung out, and then we knew he was doing a lot of soundtrack work, and he'd been doing recording himself, and it was on Real World, the album, 2 albums ago, yeah, that we decided to use him. And at first he was like, I don't know if I can do that type of stuff. And I said, come on, you're from Ireland, you like to rock out. That's what we're trying to do, is blend the two ideas. And I remember being in an airport trying to talk him into doing the album, and he was, I don't know, I'll let you down. No, you won't. And now we've 3 albums in the can with him, and we've added also Ken Sluter, who was the sort of mixer and co-engineer on Real World, but then he co-produced this one as well, so... We've got a killer team now. We don't want anybody else to get them.
Yes.
There are dream team of production.
Okay, good. That's what we want to hear, as opposed to maybe, Keith, you're trying to even back the balance of actual Dubliners to Americans in the Young Dubs.
Well, that kind of does help to have Tim. Yeah, he brings in, but then we bring Ken in and it messes up the equilibrium again back to the Americano side.
Keeps the bar tab high, though.
Yeah, I bet. Young Dubliners live for your Friday late for work here at WNRN. We're glad to have them, especially considering they drove all the way across the country to get to us and you tonight at the show at the Is venue. What you want to play for us now, gents?
Oh, this is called In the End.
In the End.
A mellow side of the Young Dubliners.
Sensitive side.
All of our wars, what have we won? We drank up the world, now that we're done. where can we go? What have we left? A big empty shell in a big empty nest. Please don't run, don't turn away. Children's eyes beg us to stay. This time, no more strangers, only a friend. We'll all go together in the end. With all of their tears, our nation cries. We offer them words, talk till they're dying. Where can they go and who can they trust? Say that we'll help, then help them we must. Please don't run, don't turn away. Children's eyes beg us to stay. This time, no more strangers, only a friend. We'll all go together in the end. We're losing time, we must be out of our minds, hopelessly floating on by. Are you willing to try? With all of our will, we'll stop tonight. Pick up the world, set it down right. Never too soon, never too late. Goes on forever, the longer we wait. Please don't run, don't turn away. Children's eyes beg us to stay. This time, no more strangers, only a friend. Together in the end. In the end.
It's late for work at WNRN. I know it's only 11:17 in the morning, but I could go for a pint of Killian's Irish Red.
Hey,
about
give
now.
Me a ride, will you?
That makes five of us.
That makes about eight of us, I think, in the studio. The Young Dubliners live for you Friday in the WNRN studios. You can catch them, full band. We've only got four dubs here in the studio with us, but full band, fleshed out, live tonight in Charlottesville. At the Is venue. We have Keith and Chaz and Bob and Dave. Did we lose Brendan? Is he like driving around Indianapolis? Was he following you?
Sleeping.
Maybe in his brain he's driving around all over Dublin or something, but right now he's actually in his bunk.
Okay.
He plays bass, so he doesn't get invited to these parties.
He's driving around Hollywood in his dreams.
We will have somebody playing pipes and penny whistle tonight.
Eric Rigler, who's sort of guest musician for the tour on pipes. He's the guy who did Braveheart.
He's been on our last three records.
Yeah, he's been on the last three albums, and he just flew in. And hasn't quite made it yet to the bus.
Okay, good. Saints and Sinners is the Dubs' fine new kicking record. It's on 429 Records. It just came out a week and a half ago. The tour started 1 week ago today. 429 is fairly a new label, Keith. A lot of WNRN favorites that we play incessantly are on the label with you. Dr. John and Steve Forbert and Joan Armatrading and Jackie Green, but I think it has its roots with the Savoy label. So when you signed with them, did they let you in the warehouse So you clean up, picking through the jazz catalog?
Yeah, that label's been around a long, long, long time in different forms and stuff. But and they're adding more acts, too. Cracker is signing with them. We just found out the other night that Gin Blossoms are just signed with them. So they're, like, signing up all these acts and...
Well, after the pretty hoodoo cool. that the Gin Blossoms put on you in Seattle Sunday, we might have to renegotiate. Right?
They were in L.A. yesterday. I got an email from the label saying that, thanks you guys for saying such nice stuff about us to the Gin Blossoms. And I was like, you're welcome. Then I thought, did I? Yeah. Apparently they told them we did.
Yeah, well, wait till this performance hits the internet.
Yeah, exactly.
They're doomed. I'm Jerry Girard, and we're really happy to be joined this Friday morning in the WNRN studios by the Young Dubliners, who you can catch tonight at the Is Venue, which used to be called the Star Hill Music Hall, and I've been led to believe that one of the very first acts to ever play Star Hill was you.
The paint was barely dry on the walls.
And yes. you were throwing thongs at the audience, I've been told. Now, were you, like, returning the thongs?
We're eyes, like the reverse Tom eyes. Jones. We're the reverse Tom Jones.
We're trying to seed the audience.
We throw panties at our audience.
Okay, so are these officially licensed Young Dubs thongs, or were you just throwing back with
they
the
were,
audience? Well, yeah. we were throwing
no, they're all,
you.
They were. They're all
unfortunately,
just,
we're way out of them. I don't know.
They're all
happened.
Just barely used, and... We did that. That was back in the thong days, as we like to actually refer to them. But they were very uncomfortable. So now we're back into the boxers. But no, we haven't thrown thongs. We haven't even had thongs actually. For
I still got
while.
Mine actually.
Yeah, Joel, with the exception of Chazzy, which is why he hits those high notes so well.
In case you needed further incentive to go to the Is Venue tonight, Young Dubliners. Let's hear one more track from the new record.
Okay, we don't need that one for the new record.
Or one from one of the seven older
records. A little Irish one called The Foggy Dew, Gentlemen, shall we?
Okay.
Sure.
This is, you know, as you said, the last album we did before this one, we were in the middle of a tour of Europe, and we knew we had another record to do, so we thought, why not do an Irish cover album on our own and just put it out to the fans at the merch booth? And then the label said, no, we want to do it. So it ended up becoming sort of like the little album that did, and we... To the respect, called it with all due respect, and came up with a load of Irish songs, and then eventually had to slim it down to, 15 of them or something eventually.
Yeah,
but it's called
Baker's Dozen.
It's called with all due respect, the Irish Sessions, and we'll be doing a lot of these tonight as well, because as you all probably know, in a very short time it'll be St. Patrick's Day. And no better time to go out than tonight and get yourself.
Yeah, we had a lot of fans bugging us for a long time about doing a bunch of Irish covers, so we broke down and we said, all right, here you go.
And it was funny because we had to actually learn the words, because up until then I'd just been sort of making them up as I went along.
You just slur the words before. Right?
Well, I do that anyway, but no, but at least I'm slurring the correct words, at least for the most part. But anyway, a song called Foggy Dew.
Down the glen one Easter morn, to a city fair rode I. Those armor lines of marching men, squadrons passed me by. No pipes did hum, no battle drum did sound its dread tattoo, but the Angelus bells or the Liffey swell rang out o'er the foggy dew. Proudly high over Dublin town, where they hung out the flag of war. 'Twas better to die 'neath an Irish sky than a soon life soon at bar. And from the plains of Royal Meath, from Ben came reeling through, while Britannia's sons with their long range guns sent out o'er the foggy dew. Our wild geese fly, small nations might be free. Their lonely graves on a soothless wave had a fringe of the great North Sea. The hand died with fierce sight, their fought with cavalry. Churn names of deep where the
moons pass me by. Let no pipes get hung, no battle drum, it sounds its grand tattoo. But the angel's bell, heard a misty smell, rang out o'er the foggy dew. But the angel's bell, heard a misty smell, rang out o'er the foggy dew. Rang out o'er the foggy dew.
All right, Young Dubliners live for a Friday late for work here at WNR, and you can catch them live tonight in Charlottesville at the Is Venue. We've got four of the Dubs here, left to right, Chaz Waltz on the violin, Dave Ingraham's playing drums on a makeshift kit, which is, as Keith told you, his guitar case, Bob Boulding on acoustic guitar, to Dave's right, and fronting it all, Keith Roberts. And as Keith mentioned before the song, Foggy Dew is off the last record, with all due respect, the Irish Sessions, which was a glorious tribute to classic Irish music, both traditional and contemporary. We covered a couple Pogues tunes on that record, and, yep. And the new one is Saints and Sinners, and it just rocks.
Nice.
Thank you.
They're live tonight at Is. They're in Baltimore tomorrow, Westchester, Pennsylvania, Sunday. Then they go back across the country, and they'll be back on the East Coast in August. But before you go, guys, why don't you hip our listeners? You do a thing. This is going to be your fourth time this fall. It's kind of become almost vogue for cruise ship tours of musicians, but you do your own tour to Ireland, and our audience can join you through your website.
Yeah, we do a cruise from L.A. to Dublin. Takes about a year and a half. No, we do go to Ireland every year, and we, you know, just for a normal tour, but then we were given the idea by another band that we should, bring American fans with us, and we initially thought nobody would want to go, you know, why would anybody want to drop that sort of money? But now it'll be in its fifth year, and we take 120 people every time from all over the country. They all land in Ireland. We have a sort of a meet and greet at the first hotel, and then we do as few gigs as possible so that we can hang out. Yeah, we do like four gigs, and then the rest is pub crawling, and, you know, basically going back to Dublin and bringing people around where me and Bren grew up, and then it's turned into quite the event, because now we have about 50% repeat every year, the same people, and they have Ireland trip reunions in San Diego on Paddy's Day or whatever, so it's become quite the addiction.
It sounds like a blast.
But it is a good laugh. Okay, go on our website, you'll see it's under Ireland Trip on the homepage, youngdubliners.com.
There you go. Gentlemen, thank you so much for stopping by and visiting
us. Thanks for having us.
I know you're going to wreck the place tonight, and really appreciate with the hellish week of driving across.
After tonight, it'll be called the Waz Venue.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, just kidding.
We're going to blast the title track as you head on out the door, and we'll see you in just a couple of hours.
Cheers.
Cool. Thanks again.